I wanna be your lover, boy.
Well, let me be your boy. I wanna be your lover, boy. I wanna take you by the hand. I wanna lead you to the man. I wanna be.
Certain copies of that record are worth $4,000, believe it or not. I'm Ronnie Allen, and I have the $4,000 man on the phone. Actually, I should say the $1 million man, because he has sold millions and millions of recordings. His name is Ronnie Dove. Ronnie.
Hello, Ronnie. How are you?
This is going to be a hello, Ronnie. A hi, Ronnie. How you doing, Ronnie? We're going to say Ronnie with the whole show here.
It feels like I'm talking to myself, right?
I know.
How are you doing, Ronnie?
Well, if you talk to yourself, you got a very good listening audience. I am doing fine. What is the story behind this $4,000 record? Was this your very first recording?
Yeah, that was the first song I ever wrote also. I heard Elvis do That's All Right, Mama. And I just started working in a little waterfront cafe there in Baltimore when I heard That's All Right, Mama. Well, I wrote this song for him, and I sent it to Sun Records in Memphis. Of course, Elvis said he never got it, but who knows?
That's
but
what
nobody recorded it, so
that's what, they all say.
That's what happened. And then in 59, which was like 4 years later, I got about $100 together, and we took my little band into this garage, and we recorded Lover Boy, and then we put it out on a label called Dove Records, which is kind of authentic. I mean, what else could I name it? I didn't even know what a record company was, but I named it Dove Records, and we printed up 500 copies. We went around to some of the, there was a chain of stores called The Four Guys. I don't know whether you had them up in your area or not, but we went to all the four guys, and we did a little show and sold them for $1 a piece. And now they're worth $4,000.
What you don't know, Ronnie, is I actually happen to have 100 of those recordings. I'll be selling them outside of the studio. And we're going to make a lot of money because I figure, $400,000?
We only know where 12 of them are. a good friend of mine, Tom Deal, I think has one. Had just about everything I had. He's a big collector of Ronnie Dove. In fact, he got 3 songs for me that I could never find. He found 3 songs that I recorded live at the King of the Road in Nashville back in the 60s. He sent those to me, and we have them out on our brand new CDs.
Thank you, Tom. We're going to listen to not the original version of Lover Boy. We heard a few seconds of that, but we're going to hear a new version of that song, which you did in what year?
We did this about 7 years ago. We did it with the band I have now. It's called the Ronnie Dove Band.
New and improved recording of Lover Boy. This is Ronnie Dove.
I want to be your lover, boy. Let me love you tonight. Come on, hold me tight. Let me love you tonight. I wanna be your lover, boy. Be fine when the preacher says you're mine. Everything is gonna be fine when we walk down the aisle. I wanna be your lover, boy. Let me love you tonight. Come on and hold me tight. Let me love you tonight. I wanna be.
Ronnie. Great song, great recording. That's Lover Boy, the new and improved version of it. I have Ronnie Dove on the phone, and this is Ronnie Allen. This is the Ronnie and Ronnie Show.
There you go.
This is such a pleasure.
There's a big difference between the original, right?
Yeah. And what I might do with the original, I might let people hear the entire original version on a bonus track. We archive all of these shows on my Ronnie's Radio page, which is on the Jersey Girls Sing website, JerseyGirlsSing.com. You just click on my radio page on the homepage, and there you are. And people on the internet will be able to hear this show 2 days after we're recording it.
Well, I've already told a lot of people here in Baltimore, they're going to be tuning your little show in on the internet.
I'm
all excited about it.
It's a big show. Mighty show.
I'm talking about the really big show
this is
on the internet.
It's a really, really big show. Now, speaking of a really big career, that particular song is not the Ronnie Dove that a lot of people are familiar with. Most people, when they think of Ronnie Dove, they think of all of the ballad hits that you had. You had so many of them, and the first one was called Say You. What's the story behind Say You?
Well, actually, I only knew two slow songs back in the 60s because we were doing all fast stuff, you know, the rock and roll. And Link Ray was a good friend of mine, and I told him I was going to Nashville, and he says, I got a song for you called Sweeter Than Sugar, which was a rocker, and it really rocked. So we did three fast songs, and I said, well, I'd like to do the Say You because everybody requested it at the club. They wanted to do a slow dance. I would do this one, or Right or Wrong. I said, well, let's just throw this one in, and we did. Thank God we did, because we took it to New York, and of course, they put Sweeter Than Sugar out first.
This is Diamond Records?
Yes.
Okay.
Diamond Records out of New York.
So
Sweeter Than Sugar out first,
right,
and it didn't sell anything. The guy that owned the record company had played the songs at home for his kids, and the kids liked Say You. So then he released that one second, and that was our first hit.
That was your first major top 40 record, and the thing that grabs my attention is the fact that in the lyric, you're singing something about Ronnie. You mentioned your name.
Yeah, well, actually, it was Johnny Hicks that wrote the song.
Okay.
And so I just changed it from Johnny to Ronnie. It worked pretty good.
Sure did, Ronnie. Sure did, Ronnie. We're going to listen to it right now. This is Ronnie Dove's first top 40 hit, Say You. Say You. Is that you, Ronnie Dove? Say You?
That's me. That's... My name's Ronnie.
Well, my name is Ronnie, too. I...
Now, you know what? That's an idea.
What's that?
You should walk around a radio station singing that song. My name is Ronnie.
You haven't heard me sing.
Oh.
Maybe I shouldn't sing. People have heard...
I bet you can sing.
Well, I can carry a tune, but only if it's not a very heavy tune.
Okay.
It's got to be a light tune. You hit with Say You in 1964, and of course, just around the time that Say You was making the chart, the British invasion, a few months earlier actually, had started with the Beatles. And not just the Beatles, it was all of these British groups, so it became very difficult for American acts to receive a lot of airplay. So what you accomplished, having so many hits between 1964 and 1966 in particular, was an even greater achievement because you had to buck the trend of overseas acts getting all the airplay.
That's true, yeah. They knocked me out of number one spot a lot of times. Of course, the Beatles would sell 4 or 5 million each one of their singles, and then, of course, Peter and Gordon and, you know, all the British acts, even Tom Jones.
Right.
But he didn't come in until 65.
Right. Is that right or wrong? Well, speaking of right or wrong, Right or Wrong is a song that Wanda Jackson also did, and you did a version of it, and it became a very big hit for you.
Oh, yeah. That was the other... See, we rushed back in the studio because Say You started moving out. Now, we had like two other fast songs that we could have put out, but because a ballad came out, they said, oh, we got to do another slow one. So they said, what songs do you know? I mean, nobody had written me a song yet.
Right.
So I said, well, I can do Right or Wrong. So we jumped on the plane, flew to Nashville, and got Bill Justice. He did the arrangement.
Right or wrong, I'll be with you.
Ronnie Dove and a beautiful song called Right or Wrong. Who were the backup singers on that recording?
Well, that was kind of unique because we had the Anita Kerr singers and the Jordanaires. You know, the Jordanaires did all the stuff with Elvis.
No, but together? They were both on
that? Oh, yeah, we joined a whole bunch. I mean, we had pickers on there like Floyd Kramer was playing keyboard and Boots Randolph on Mountain of Love, he did the sax. We had all those local stars that were playing on people's records back in those days.
That is tremendous. Boy, what a great full sound there.
Yeah, well, there's another story to that. I was waiting on Jordanaires to come into the recording studio. They were recording Elvis, and mm-hmm. I was in Studio A, and they were in Studio B, or I was in Studio B, whichever. And, of course, we waited a few minutes because we wanted to do the song, and they came in, and we recorded the song, and we just put a regular ending on it. And about that time, Elvis walks into the control room, and I look up and I see him in there, and I went in to meet him, and he said, Ronnie, he says, you got to put that high note on. Never dreaming, and he'd ever heard of Say You. He said, Say You, when you do Say You, that high note, he said, that's your trademark. And I said, well, I didn't even know I had a trademark because I only had one record out. You got to do that on the end of this one. We went back in, and Bill Justice said, okay, let's take it one more time. I put the high note on that. So
fantastic.
Thanks to Elvis, that was one of our biggest.
Boy, it must have made you feel good that Elvis showed so much interest in that recording.
Oh, he loved it. He listened to radio all the time. He could tell you who had the top three records in 10 or whatever. He listens to radio constantly, and he was my favorite.
We're going to move on to a recording that, for many, is their favorite Ronnie Dove recording, and it is called... What is it called, Ronnie?
Well, that's okay. It's called One Kiss for Old Time's Sake.
Yeah, that's what it was. One Kiss for
Old
Time's Sake.
Well, you stopped, didn't you? Okay, that's all right.
A temporary brain freeze.
One Kiss for Old Time's Sake. That was a good one for you.
And was that one that was written for you?
Yes. Two fellows, Arthur Resnick and Kenny Young. Bobby Darin owned a publishing company that had Say You. Bobby heard Say You, and he hired these two writers to write songs for me, and they wrote One Kiss for Old Time's Sake. Bobby called me on the phone and said, I got your next hit, left me a ticket at Friendship Airport. I jumped on a plane, went out, and this is a song that they played for me, and that was our next record.
One kiss for old time's sake, just like it used to be. One kiss for old
Kiss for Old Time's Sake, Mr. Ronnie Dove. Great recording, Ronnie.
And all I can say is thank you, Bobby Darin. He was a dear friend.
I want to just remind people of what your top 40 hits were. You had 11 top 40 hits in Billboard, and you had a lot that also made the Hot 100, but not the Top 40. We'll just mention these 11. Say You, Right or Wrong, One Kiss for Old Time's Sake, A Little Bit of Heaven, I'll Make All Your Dreams Come True, Kiss Away When Liking Turns to Loving, Let's Start All Over Again, Happy Summer Days, I Really Don't Want to Know, Cry, and A Partridge in a Pear Tree. Well, we're going to play Happy Summer Days, and it's a good time to do Happy Summer Days because we just ended the Happy Summer Days. We're already in fall, I believe. Yes. So this was one that kind of was an up-tempo song as opposed to your ballad songs.
Yes. We had so many ballads, and then actually we did this in December, but they wanted to have it ready for the summertime. So one of the guys there at the record company wrote this song, Wes Farrell. He was a writer for the record company. He ended up producing the Partridge Family years later. But Wes Farrell was a great fan. He wrote this one.
A little bit of a change of pace. This is called Happy Summer Days.
Sun promises another wonderful day, and good fortune is all along the way. When your heart is filled with gladness, 'cause true love has come to stay. These are happy, happy, happy summer days. Summer days. Every kiss will take us to a new world we'll explore, bringing thrills that we never knew before. When the one you love can show you what's behind that magic door, these are happy, happy, happy summer days.
Happy, 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 happy summer days. And I love that line, your heart keeps taking pictures. Does it have a flash? It's an Instamatic, you have an Instamatic heart. It takes these wonderful pictures. The time has gone by just so quickly, I find it hard to believe that we are just about out of time. Not quite, but very close to being out of time. And I want to just say a couple of things. Number one, we want to mention your website, www.ronniedove.com. RONNIEDOVE.com. And Ronnie, we have to do another show pretty soon.
Oh, listen, I'm looking forward to it. It's been a pleasure. It just goes by too fast.
I think we should do a mini series because you've recorded hundreds of records. You've done hundreds of recordings. We haven't even really scratched the surface.
Oh, no. I'm still recording it.
And you're still recording and you're still performing. And is there anything else you want to say before we play the last recording?
Well, I just want to thank you, Ronnie, for having me on your show. And keep up the good work and keep my songs going on your show. I appreciate it. Anything you can do for me, anytime you play one, that's a good sign.
We're going to close with a recording that is up-tempo, song associated with Bob Seger, who wrote it. Full-time rock and roll. Anything you want to say about this one?
I didn't like the intro to the original one. The bump, 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 bump. So in the studio, when we went in to record it, I said, I want to put a different intro on it. So I sat down and took the guitar, and this is what I came out with. So this is a new intro to old-time rock and roll.
This is the new...
The new old-time rock and roll.
This is the new old-time rock and roll. Ronnie, thanks a million, and
hey,
we will do it again.
It's been a great pleasure. Thank you.
Just
Yeah, take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time rock and roll. Don't try to take me to a disco. You'll never even get me out on the floor. In 10 minutes I'll head for that door. I like that old time rock and roll. You like that old time rock and roll. The kind of music just to soothe my soul. I'm in the midst of my big day to roll.
Well, that's our show, but we have a couple of Ronnie Dove bonus tracks now. At the beginning of the show, you heard a few seconds of a recording that he did way back when called Lover Boy. And if you have a specific copy of that particular recording, as I mentioned earlier, you might be able to get $4,000 for it. Here is the complete version of that original recording by Ronnie Dove, Lover Boy.
I wanna be your lover boy.
Well, let me be your boy. I wanna be your little boy. I wanna take you by the hand. I wanna lead you to the man. I wanna be
love, boy.
Well, now come on and hold it tight. Just let me love you tonight. Well, now come on and hold me tight. Well, let me love you tonight. I wanna be
your love, boy.
Everything is gonna be fine when we walk down.
here's a song that Ronnie Dove does when he performs. And he always gets a rousing reception when he does. This is Ronnie's version of Unchained Melody.
Wait for me, I'll be coming home.